Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That's a clip from the deliciously dark and disturbing original streaming series Severance, which is on Apple TV+. Speaking of streaming, starring Adam Scott and Christopher Walken, Patricia Arquette. Tim Lammers is here to tell us all about it. This is pretty high up on my list. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Look, have you seen the series yet?
I've seen the trailers, and I'm hooked. Oh. I definitely want to start it, yes.
Yeah, well, look, it is, I just have to say, for anybody who's going to dive into this series, again, Apple TV Plus, there are only 2 episodes so far, and then there'll be 1 weekly, you know, henceforth. You just got to be patient, because I can't remember a series that began in such of a bizarre and confusing manner than this one. Okay. I mean, it's to the point, if I weren't reviewing it, I probably would have turned it off. But again, I think that, yeah, isn't that funny, Jordana? I mean, look, but you know, again, you got to give these things a chance. It's like Ben Stiller's directing this thing. You got a very talented cast. Where is this going? You heard the clip. You separate your work memories from your home memories. Somebody figures out how to undo this operation and does all of a sudden remember what he does at work. He tries to tell his former colleague, played by Adam Scott, that there's something really sinister going on at his workplace, but we're not there yet in terms of the series. So the very beginning is a setup. Again, it's just what is going on here. But by the end, you figure out, okay, this is where it's headed. It's really Twilight Zone / Black Mirror sort of stuff. I think Ben Stiller is a terrific filmmaker. I mean, he's a great director. People forget that. I mean, he's fun as an actor, too. But,
well, but not really. You're saying you would have stopped watching it. He sounds like he's doing a bad job with this one.
For the first 15, 20 minutes or so, yes. And that's why, you know, reviewing this for you, I'm saying be patient, because things will unfold. Sure. Because, and part of the reason why, look, I just had faith in what Stiller can do. So I thought, okay, this is going somewhere. You don't get people to sign on to a series like this that's going to completely confuse viewers all along. You just have to be patient and let it unfold. And by the time it gets around to episode 2 and you get through with that, it's like, okay, where's episode 3? I want to see it, you know? So it's, yeah. So again, fair warning, don't give up on the series too easily, because I could see people doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Good advice.
The next one I'm really questioning. It's Space Force season 2. Now, I believe I watched a few episodes of season 1, and I'm pretty sure it was some of the worst television that I've ever seen. Is that possible?
Don't hold back.
Is that possible, Tim?
You know, it's funny. I actually enjoyed season 1. It's just weird how people react
Maybe
to
I'm
things
wrong.
Differently.
Well,
no, confusing it then.
You know, look, the first season of Space Force, they took an idea, right, and they ran with it. I mean, screaming 100 miles an hour down the highway. We're talking Steve Carell and Greg Daniels, who, of course, are two principals with The Office. And this basically was formed by, remember when President Trump started the Space Force, okay?
We remember.
So they took it, yes, okay. So they took that name and they tried to build a series out of it. Now, a lot of critics hated that first season. Again, I didn't think it was too bad. I didn't have that high of expectations. So, but there definitely is a different tone with this second season right now. It's a shorter season. There are only 7 episodes. But, you know, they tried too hard to not be The Office that first season. You know, now we're getting into some more personal relationships between the characters, because there are a lot of great actors in this series. You got Carell, you got John Malkovich, who I absolutely love, Jimmy O. Yang, great stand-up comedian, but a great actor, too. I mean, you know, you got a lot of Lisa Kudrow. So, yeah, the good thing about this, Jordana, is that if you do decide to get back into it, the episodes are about a half hour apiece. So you can get, you know, the first season done rather quickly, and obviously the second season even quicker, because it's a shorter season that's undoubtedly setting up a season 3.
Got it. And again, this is on Netflix, and we started the show with the announcement that Netflix is upping their monthly subscription to $19.99. And, I mean, it's getting a little out of hand, all these different options. People are spending stupid money now on streaming. What are your thoughts when it comes to streaming? What would be in your top 2 or 3? I'm just curious.
You know what? I would still say Netflix. Definitely HBO Max. I love that service. And Disney Plus. I think right now those are your top 3. Prime Video is great, but people are already paying for the, you know, that. Those are going up too, by the way. It's going up from $119.99 a month to $139. But you're already investing in that because of all the benefits that go with it, with the free 2-day shipping, blah, blah, blah. So I wouldn't even consider that part of the same conversation. But the thing that people need to realize with these Netflix prices is that $19.99 price tag is if you stream stuff in 4K, the highest definition possible. I personally, maybe because it's the age of my TV, my price is going up 50 cents a month. It was like $14.99. Now it's going up to $15.49. And I would suspect that most people have that package. No, I guess it's going up more. Look, I'm looking back at prices, $13.99. Yeah, so it's going up $1.50. Look, I have said this before. These streaming services, you know, Hollywood has gravitated to them so much. They're now paying big budget prices for big budget actors and movies. So when you get a Red Notice that costs a couple hundred million dollars, don't quote me on that, but it was a big budget picture. Your price at some point is going to go up. If they're going to keep paying that amount of money, at some point it is going to go up. Now, the thing to remember is, I don't know, I never had, I'm trying to think how much I've ever paid for a premium cable channel, but if you're paying $19.99 a month and you're not getting commercials, I'd say that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these streaming outfits, like your Paramount Plus, maybe they're $5.99, or Hulu is a $5.99 to start, you're getting commercials throughout your programming. So there's pros and cons, but I will say that Netflix definitely needs to take a step back and not throw out the big money that they've been doing, because at some point this gets to $25 a month, they're going to lose customers.
But Tim, it's an arms race. It's the Wild West. These companies are spending billions and billions of dollars to try to come up with unique proprietary content that scales worldwide, so they can get a return on investment. So subscribers go up, subscriptions go up. Everybody's looking for original content, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah, and again, it'll be interesting to see the impact that has on theaters. I mean, I think just because of the pandemic, that's speeded up the process, hasn't it? I mean, it really seems that you know, the studios are taking the safe bet, and they're distributing their films that would have played in the theaters otherwise, either exclusively on streaming or they'll do a dual sort of run like Marry Me a couple weeks ago with Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson, where they opened it in theaters and streaming on Peacock at the same time. So, yeah, there's definitely been a huge shift in the industry.
Okay.
Tim Lammerts, you're the best. Follow Tim on all of his social channels on Facebook and on Twitter. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
And we'll talk on Friday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.